This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November 20th, Gillette Stadium. On the eve of a key division battle with the New York Jets and coming off, as you probably heard by now, a pretty big game last Sunday night in Indianapolis, in which the Patriots came up on the short end of the stick, as well as the short end of a 4th-and-2 conversion that was much maligned, much criticized. We're not going to talk about that, Paul Perillo, but we are going to have to look back a little bit to that game and some of the events leading up to that game, as this is the roster report, and we need to make sure we get everything in. And last week, prior to that game, Brandon Tate, we hardly knew ye during your rookie season. After two games, was placed on injured reserve with a knee injury. He had missed the first 6 games of the year with a knee injury that he suffered in college. Played a little bit on kickoffs. Had 4 kick returns for 106 yards in 2 games, but ends up on IR. And Isaiah Stanback, quarterback, number 3 quarterback all year, according to Bill Belichick, despite his spot on the practice squad, has been on the sidelines all year, but now gets a uniform to wear on the sidelines because he's a wide receiver, was activated against the Colts, had 2 catches for 17 yards in, I'd have to say, you know, eyeball test, 3/4 of the snaps on offense as the number 3 receiver, did a little blocking, was a part of the game plan in the biggest game of the year, Paul. So 6'2", 208 pounds, played a little receiver and return man in Dallas, first couple years in the league, 4th-round pick out of Washington where he was a quarterback. What make you of this move, and does he have the potential to contribute to this team long-term as a receiver, even with Edelman coming back and whatever they may have at the position?
Well, what I make of the move initially is necessity. I mean, right. Obviously with Brandon Tate's situation, they're desperately in need of some complementary receivers, some 3rd and 4th guys. I think that we've talked about Joey Galloway, we've talked about Greg Lewis, we've talked about Sam Aiken. I don't really think that these guys, are the answer. That, you know, a couple of them aren't here anymore, obviously. So you have to figure it out. What is it going to be along with Wes Welker and Randy Moss? And I think that right now boils down to Julian Edelman as he works his way back from his broken arm and Isaiah Stanback. And
you can't be the number 3 wide receiver
in
New
England. Evidently, you have to be able to throw the football in order to contribute. But I think Stanback is a guy, don't forget, has 2 years of experience, right, Playing wide receiver under his belt. He doesn't have a lot of production, but he has been a wide receiver for 2 years now. 4th-round pick, I believe, from Dallas.
4th-round pick.
Are
you not listening to my lead-in?
So he is a guy that has some ability to play and is not necessarily brand new to the position. Now
let me just say
I thought he looked good in terms of...
You said don't forget that Isaiah Stanback's been a receiver for 2 years in Dallas. So don't be surprised that he kind of learned the offense after a couple months here. You know, Joey Galloway was a receiver in Tampa,
years.
Seattle, and Dallas forever.
Yeah. Now, what I saw on the field, you said the eyeball test in terms of how much he played. Well, I saw him, I thought, actively involved in what they were doing on offense.
Yep.
It wasn't like they put him out there, they threw the ball to him, then he went off the field. He was blocking. He was part of some other schemes. He didn't look like he was out of place. I didn't notice him lining up the way I noticed, say, Julian Edelman back in week 2 when Randy Moss was moving him all over the place,
right,
in various formations. So, and that's probably not fair to Edelman. That was a lot earlier in the process for him than it has been for Stanback.
Sort of.
But don't
Stanback
forget,
didn't get here until September.
Stanback missed all of training camp, too. So I think he's a guy who can contribute. I think he has... I think pretty obvious athleticism. You saw that in college at Washington, as he was very athletic quarterback.
He's yoked.
And he's a big, big guy.
He's a nice man, too.
He's a physical. I think he could be a physical presence at that receiver spot.
I'll tell you 2 things. First of all, the 2 guys who count most, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, are already raving about him. Not just impressed with how he's learned the offense. Bill Belichick said, part because he's a quarterback, he brings a better than average understanding of the offense and spacing and getting open as a receiver to the receiver position. And Tom Brady seems to like his attitude, his excitable presence, and the disposition he brings to the position, beyond just the physical tools. And I'll tell you, what I'm intrigued to see if it happens, we see sometimes they run those screens to Welker, and Moss is blocking. I'd like to see some of those screens run on Stanbeck's side with Stanbeck blocking, because I think his size, his power, he can be a more dominating blocker out there on the edge. Then you have Moss on the backside who could be running, you know, you run some plays off of that, some fakes of that screen, and then run it backside to Moss. You know, I'm Homer Patriots fan here, but, you know, I'd like to see what he might be able to bring to the offense. We now have, we're back now, Paul, to that thing. You remember it was the two and the two coming into the season. It was Moss and Welker, and it was Galloway and Greg Lewis. Well, those two didn't work out, but you had a big play guy in theory and a slot guy. Well, I think Stanbeck's a bigger edge receiver, and Edelman's an interior guy. Maybe you're back to where you can do some things if those guys continue to develop and stay healthy.
Well, hopefully, because I think they're going to need that element of the offense to, because at some point I think it's going to become awfully difficult to throw the ball, complete 10 passes a game to both Moss and Welker, and expect your offense to continue to score 30 points.
Paul, a guy you were very fond of when he was here earlier, was added to the practice squad this week, filling Stanbeck's open slot when the team re-signed defensive lineman Adrian Grady. Tell me what you learned about him when he was here earlier in the year.
Well, I learned that he spent 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks, or close to that anyway, on the practice squad back in September. And that's about all I've learned about him.
He was waived by the Colts before he came to New England on the practice squad, so he spent some time
I didn't know that.
Indy system, but joins the Patriots post-Indy week here to fill out that practice squad slot. Another quick note before I get to the injury report, I did want to comment on Junior Seau. Last couple weeks has been in uniform on the sideline, but much like Brian Hoyer, doesn't get to play. He's kind of in that role where he's had a baseball cap on. Bill Belichick just talked about it in the press conference he finished here at Gillette Stadium, and he kind of said it's a situational thing, pointing to last week against the Colts, referencing their no-huddle attack and how hard it is to substitute on defense. It wouldn't really work out to try to run him in there to give guys breathers or what have you. He said it was a different situation in Miami. He didn't really elaborate on the situation, but said it was a different situation against the Dolphins.
But it was different. It was different.
So he
It was different.
He certainly sounds like he's going to help the team. Don't worry, he'll play sooner or later. He's not just going to stand there all year, was what I took from it. Now the injury report. Should I read the whole thing? Do we have 45 minutes to read this? Long injury report this week. We'll go over some of the highlights, Paul. Tully Bantakane has missed practice the last 2 days with a groin. Jarvis Green has missed practice the last couple days with a knee injury. Stephen Neal, head, after the game in Indy. Rob Ninkovich, knee, after the game in Indy. And Fred Taylor's been there for a while. So those are the guys to look, not be in action necessarily. But some of the guys coming back, Paul Perillo. Matt Light continues to be on the practice field, though in a limited capacity. And Sammy Morris back on the practice field, limited capacity. Ty Warren, limited capacity. Julian Edelman, limited capacity. So see, these are some of the guys that have missed time in recent weeks. Would you care to pose any predictions as to who we may see back on the field 4-15 Sunday against the Dolphins?
Matt Light back. Sammy Morris back.
Edelman's already back, but
yeah,
back
I'm
more.
I'm trying to say who missed the last game, and you know, Ty Warren
back. No Jarvis Green.
No Jarvis Green.
Tully Bantakane.
He plays.
Rob Ninkovich.
He plays, but we may not necessarily know.
What I heard after the Indy game, he wasn't available, and that's part of why they couldn't, you know, do things on defense.
Because that's what we do here in New England.
Okay, well, those are the guys. Randy Moss, don't worry, he was on the injury report early in the week, but apparently he just gets to take Wednesdays off because he's always back out there on Thursday ready to go on Sunday. Always ready to go on Fridays. Next week, we'll be back after a big division battle.
I'm ready to go on Sunday, Andy, because you know what? We have turned the page on PFW.
That's right. We turned the page. It's Rex Cryan and the New York Jets coming to town.
Cryranosaurus Rex.
Darrell Revis, the best cornerback in the history of the game. He's never needed safety help. And a big battle here at Gillette Stadium on Sunday, which I am very much looking forward to, Paul Perillo, as this team bounces back in a big way.
Big win. Big win.
Everybody's going to have a lot of energy, and I see a lot of big things. But none bigger than next week's roster report. And we will be here, as we are each and every Friday. Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team at Patriots.com.